This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. As he completed his latest Middle East peace mission in Israel Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas could still happen, despite all the obstacles. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Sitting around a large meeting table in Tel Aviv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to Israeli officials. Blinken is in the region to try to broker a deal between Israel and Hamas, which he says is still possible, despite both sides being far apart on the central terms for a deal. Those diplomatic efforts were rattled earlier when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected a detailed three-phase plan by Hamas that would unfold over 4.5 months. I'm Karen Chamas.
A U.S. drone strike in Baghdad killed a commander of Kitab Hezbollah late Wednesday, according to the Pentagon, who says the Iran-backed group is responsible for an attack that killed 3 U.S. troops. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
A statement from the military did not name the slain commander, but 2 security sources, speaking on condition of anonymity, say he was Abu Bakr al-Sadi. A source said the strike killed 3 people and destroyed a vehicle used by Iraq's Popular Mobilization Forces, or PMF. It's a state security agency composed of dozens of armed groups, many of them close to Iran, and some fighters and commanders among its ranks belong to Kataib Hezbollah. The U.S. began retaliatory strikes last weekend against Iran-backed groups in Iraq and Syria, in what it said was just the beginning of its response to the killing of the 3 U.S. soldiers in January near the Jordan-Syria border.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. The Iraqi government sharply criticized the U.S. drone strike Thursday, saying it showed no regard for civilian lives or international laws. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court hears oral arguments Thursday about whether former U.S. President Donald Trump is eligible for office and must be excluded from states' ballots because of his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, seen as a violation of the provision of the 14th Amendment, enacted following the U.S. Civil War. The clause in the Constitution prevents people who engaged in insurrection from holding office. The case was brought by a group of Colorado voters after the Colorado Supreme Court ruled the clause applies to Trump. Constitutional expert Thomas Wolfe with the New York University's Brennan Center for Justice told VOA's International Edition there are several questions the court will consider, but one of the most controversial is being forwarded by Trump's legal team, questioning whether the Colorado Supreme Court correctly interpreted its own law.
That is a very dangerous lane of inquiry for the U.S. Supreme Court to go down. In June 2023, the Supreme Court rejected, in a case called Moore v. Harper, something called the independent state legislature theory, which is this completely off-the-wall, very radical theory that when state legislatures make the rules for federal elections, they are not subject to any checks and balances at all. Effectively, what Trump is trying to do in this case by raising these state law arguments is to pretend like Moore v. Harper never happened and tell the Supreme Court that it can go in and just wipe away the Colorado Supreme Court's interpretations of state law because that supposedly violates this theory.
Voting is underway in Pakistan's general election Thursday as authorities temporarily suspended mobile phone services to strengthen security, with thousands of troops deployed across the country following a rise in militant attacks. Voters are deciding among nearly 18,000 candidates seeking seats in the national, 260 seats directly contested in 4 provincial assemblies, and 749 seats in the regional parliaments. The vote comes amid several militant attacks in the run-up to the election and a day after jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan urged his supporters to wait outside polling booths after voting until results are announced. Anticipation is building for the top U.S. sporting event, the National Football League's championship game, the Super Bowl, and those television ads that accompany it. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Many companies like E-Trade releasing ads early.
So this is pickleball? It's basically tennis for babies, but for adults.
The ad featuring its famous babies talking trash.
Dude, you got to work on your trash talk.
I'd rather work on saving for retirement.
Ad Age editor Janine Poggi says it's all about the iconic imagery.
Brands will continue to lean into things like animals and babies. Those are always a fan favorite.
Budweiser is back with its Clydesdales and a Labrador, while Hellman's has a cat that Kate McKinnon swears can say mayo.
Leftover chicken, scallions, cheese. What am I going to make with this?
Mayo.
Mayo.
Julie Walker, New York.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.